This is MUT Radio Podcast.
To start your day, as we welcome uzizipho kacatha ungibambe ngendlebe ke wathi ndingujola andingokamajola mna xa ndisithi kamajola wathi no ndingujola molo jola
molo bhuti kunjani
ndiphila khonto njani
ndiyaphila nam bhuti
yeah thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio finally
thank you so much for the invitation
siyabulela kakhulu thank you so much man uzizipho cata is the president ye Medsoc tell us more about Medsoc xa sithetha nge Medsoc sithetha ngantoni
okay thank you so much for the opportunity Medsoc in full it is the Methodist Student Society a society that exists in different institutions of higher learning across the country even Botswana, hence we are called the connection instead of nation. But we don't have a national executive, we have what is called a connectional executive because which is the MCSA, the Methodist Church of Southern Africa, exists even outside the borders of South Africa. So the Methodist Student Society exists in institutions as a South African, not only in universities, but we aim because it's meant for all institutions of higher learning and training. Yes, but it's still a struggle to get to TVET colleges, but it is our prayer. We are just a student ministry. Abantwana who went from emakhaya abo to different institutions bayofuna imfundo but ended up finding a home away from home. And yeah, I think that is the best way to explain it. It is a student ministry that is a home away from home for every student or corner in these institutions of higher learning. It is not only meant for those who are Methodists, but any student that is looking for a home.
Kumetsoc. Oh, I love that, man. So nikhona kuma higher institutions ngingabona even here at MUT ngingababona doing the activation yakhona. Maybe tell us about now the campaign eniyenzayo as Metsoc because ngingayizwa kuthiwa kune right to please correct me mhlambe usitshele about the campaign eniyenzayo negama le campaign ukuthi konje ibizwa ngani.
Okay, thank you so much. E-campaign here too is called the Ready to Help campaign. A campaign that was established 5 years ago, 2022, when we started. It is not that different from the campaigns in Izazinyo. We aim to assist both first years and retaining students. We are assisting them with registration, accommodation, appeals, both financial and academic appeals. And also, the campaign year to campaign Gwendela. Over the past 5 years, we have what we call now the Reclaiming the Night, which is to say, AMUT, Kuzafika Bandwana, who are coming all the way from Cape Town, looking for indawo zokufunda, but they don't even have a plan, okokubana, lakutshona ilanga, where are they going to sleep? So, iCampaign yazala ke another initiative, esibiza nge Reclaiming the Night, which says, we are Reclaiming the Night as the Methodist Student Society. No student is meant to be exposed to all the dangers zokulala outside ulale phambi kwekhempasi because you have nowhere to go. Others end up having to give away ngezinto abanazo in order to secure indawo yokulala for that particular night. So the Reclaiming the Night is to say abantu or Medsoc members who have accommodations close to the campus, please take those students so that bangazulala outside the campus is up. They are then able to wake up the following morning and continue with their day.
Yeah.
But at least sibanike the dignity they deserve because akekho umuntu who deserves ukulala emgaqweni.
Yes.
And also akekho umuntu who deserves to give away izinto anazo, particularly sibona kumantombazana lonto where they have to end up doing things in order to secure indawo zokulala.
Which is sad, Zizipho, xa uyibeka ngolo hlobo, because there are cases in the previous years, as case has born throughout my universities, whereby now, if a student doesn't have the accommodation, yokulala aqhubeke neregistration yakhe ngengomso, it then becomes a problem. Now she has to sacrifice izinto, you know, all those things. So it's a very great campaign. So is it throughout all universities in South Africa? Like, how far did you go with this campaign?
All right. In as much as we exist in all universities, but structure set to see mengol sobo. branch in order for it to be a branch, branch by campus. So you'll have, I'll make an example of UKZN. They have like different campuses in UKZN.
Yeah.
But you'll find that Edgewood, our branch is not that active. So it will be difficult for you to find the Methodist Student Society member, the Edgewood, simply because the branch there does not exist. But we are existing in all the universities as well in South Africa. Kodwa in different campuses, you might not find within the campuses sikhona.
Definitely. Maybe tell us about some of the challenges that you encounter every year. You said it's been 5 years now during this campaign season. Campaigns is number is facing in as UMetsoc when you guys are trying to assist our students.
Okay, it is resources most cases. As I've mentioned, that we are students. Institutions.
Yeah.
Students is Pilango NSFAS. So, beginning of the year, we are expected to fund the campaign itself, have our own data, having now for the volunteers now who are going to do the work. Accommodation, it's not that difficult to secure it and then ensure that there's food for those volunteers, because umuntu who goes to work with an empty stomach is most likely to be grumpy the whole day.
Yeah.
Kanti the campaign is meant to ensure that every student, esifikayo MUT, finds people that are going to welcome that student with a smile and warmth. Makanga fikeli atene ngxaki already as afikela kubantu that are not going to be so welcoming. So challenges is that resources they took zingabikho enough.
Sure.
And because of the different branches, different from MUT, but the common problems, it's resources, as Sandy is mentioning, data, accommodation for volunteers, and food. Hence, kulonyaka CSRT, let us maybe change a bit, redirect, siyamba nge tagline ka 2026 ethi moving as one to revitalize mission and ministry, the campuses await. Now, must highlight that moving as one, it is to say maybe this campaign is too big for Methodist Student Society alone. We need other stakeholders to assist us to make it a success. Hence, we are partnering with other ecumenical friends now within our campuses. I'll make an example of a campus in Gikuyu at UT. We are doing the campaign now, C4. It is not only the Methodist Student Society, but we have the Anglicans who have joined us. We have the Catholics and the Lutherans who have joined us. Now, with those resources, it becomes easy ukuthwala umsebenzi we campaign.
Yes.
And the campaign becomes more impactful because at least there are four people, or rather four organizations, as well as the Banisim Joko, and bring different resources to ensure that the campaign continues.
Wow. No, that's beautiful, man. I love umsebenzi wenu, Zizipho. Without ukubamba nje ixesha elide, we say sizwile kakhulu ngecampaign. And maybe your call to institutions, ukuthi mhlampe banganimitha halfway kanjani. Mhlampe management might be listening from a university, mhlampe DUT or UKZN or even MUT. Because njengoba ngisho, I did see some of your members yesterday. They were busy with the activation as well. Maybe how can the universities now, the institutions, assist with regards to these challenges also or mentioning.
Okay, thank you so much. But we are identified under clubbing societies in our campuses.
Yes.
But the challenge is that in clubbing societies, you affiliate for a year in most institutions. You affiliate for UNYAG, and then the following year, you need to affiliate again. So a campaign kubanzima to implement it or to execute it, because we are yet to be recognized by the institution. So while we are doing it, you are not recognized by institution. And you find that most branches now, they are struggling to even access the institution where they are trying to assist, because they are not affiliated as yet or recognized. It is my wish that maybe in our campuses, in the bioclubbing societies, can be looked at again as to how do we ensure that quasi activities mabana at the beginning of the year, we accommodate them, considering that Gabantu Sukebebuya, it's not new organizations. The organizations that were recognized by institutions beginning the previous year. And also, as I said, this year, Siamba and the tagline at moving as one to revitalize mission and minister. It is not only to say we are only inviting our ecumenical friends within clubs and societies, but we are ensuring that we are working with departments that are the different departments in our campuses to make this campaign a success. So we would really appreciate that Kwezi campuses that we've seen that the support you call now, as well as Kwezi 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 Student Admission, to ask on behalf of these students as to not, because you'll remember grade 12s are coming from high school. They are used to the 16 years in high school. Some of them, they not even know, but there's a place called student admission where you can ask for information. So when we get to those offices, especially in Smonake, in Gerigalia, that you'll find in a local or a specific institution, it would be lovely to be welcomed because of departments and be given the information to assist our little brothers and sisters that are standing outside the gate looking for unaito, but being as good to mabayepi. And that, instead of misinforming them by what we think, it is best that we go to the right offices. This is Azio, and my wish is that we can be welcomed in those offices in order for us to get the right information to share with our little brothers.
Wow, that's a very strong point, Zizipo, because Gempela, you must be the bridge between a student and an institution. So it's important to feel welcome, to be welcomed even in these offices. So I like that point. Thank you so much, man, for joining us, Zizipo, on MUT Radio. We really appreciate his katsako, and we really appreciate the campaign that you guys are also doing as Umetsoc. It's a very brilliant idea, especially for Abantu who come from a religious point of view. In a way, people will trust you better. So, siyabonga kakhulu for even your time and making time to speak with us on MUT Radio. Maybe now I'm a new student, and ngisafike MUT, ngisafike DUT, UKZN, wherever. How do I then join Imetsoc? Ngingena kanjani? Who do I speak to?
All right. We have different pages for each branch. Each branch has its own social media platform. But it's for you, because I'm using Kwazulu visa zonke, and I'm avoiding visa as a MUT because you find that you have listeners as a TUT. Rather go to the one that is written, Connectional Methodist Student Society, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. You can message the admin yellow page layer, which is our connectional PRO, who's a pendula to direct you to the right branch. Yes. You can just say, hi, my name is, I'm from this particular institution and this campus. I'm looking for the Methodist Student Society. In most campuses, you will see them when they are doing, after the campaign, they will be doing their recruitment drive. You are most likely to see them on campus during that moment. But in case you do not see them, do not hesitate to contact us or text us on our social media platforms. You will also find our central number where you can call, and we will direct you to the right people abakhona in your branch.
Zizipho, thank you so much for tuning us on MUT Radio. Siyabonga kakhulu, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much for joining. Now have a lovely day.
Siyabonga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.